Right now, we are talking about Big Dolphin Energy, which is a fringe show that I'm not totally sure I can explain. So here to do it for me is comedian and writer of the show, Beck Melrose. Good morning, Beck.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Nicole.
No problem. Anytime. So first off, probably the best place to start is, how come you named your show Big Dolphin Energy, and what is Big Dolphin Energy?
What is Big Dolphin Energy? That's a philosophical question. I named my show Big Dolphin Energy because when I was in Melbourne, I was hanging out with one of my mates and she just casually asked me one day, were you the dolphin girl at school? And I was really taken aback and I said, yeah, I was. How come? And she said, oh, you've just got big dolphin energy. And I thought, geez, nothing has resonated with me quite like that in a long time.
What is the dolphin girl at school? Like a mascot thing? Or
I just love dolphins. I've always loved dolphins and whales.
There's always,
there's always one, right?
Like a marine kind of person.
Yeah, I wanted to be a marine biologist until I realized that I'd just spend my entire career knee deep in algae. So I gave up on that. Killed my childhood dreams.
So can you tell us a little bit more about the show? You have a background kind of doing drag as well as building characters. What can we expect from Big Dolphin Energy in terms of format?
Yeah, not that. It's a bit of a departure from what I've done. My last show was about an ibis trying to connect with Sydney siders and talking about the struggle of urban wildlife. This is just me as me talking about complexities of modern life, I think. It's a full hour of stand-up, my first full hour of stand-up.
So do you embody the dolphin? Because Big Dolphin Energy resonates with you kind of thing. Not a physical dolphin, but is that kind of why it's more not character-based, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I guess I embody the dolphin in ways I probably don't even notice. If other people are picking up on it, I guess that energy's just there. It's in my aura.
That makes sense.
It's a dolphin aura.
So you recently went to Hobart and have performed in other comedy rooms across Australia. How does the Sydney scene compare to other scenes?
I've definitely spent most of my time in the Sydney scene. It's super friendly. I mean, I've been doing stand-up for a bit over a year now, and I've felt really welcomed. There are a lot of rooms that are popping up now where there's a community around it as well. Queens of Comedy's one, What She Said and Tuesday Tonic, really good rooms where diverse voices are invited and encouraged, and I think it's great. It's awesome to be a part of.
What has encouraged your shift from kind of drag and character work to just straight stand-up? Is that at all kind of emphasized by the scene that you're in or anything like that?
I guess when I entered Raw Comedy last year, and since then I've been writing stand-up for the first time and I'm really enjoying it. I started in improv at Improv Theatre Sydney, so that's naturally I think where a lot of the character stuff came from. And since I've been doing stand-up, I've just been really keen to try and pull together an hour, so finally doing it, year later.
How has the experience been making that transition? Is it more daunting to do stand-up than it is to do other kinds of work?
I personally find improv really, really challenging, and I'm always in awe of sitting down and watching people that can improvise really well. So I think for me, I kind of think of that as like a medicine ball for comedy for me, and it makes stand-up a little bit easier having that training.
Yeah, that makes sense. It almost seems a bit of a natural progression.
Yeah, I think so.
So Big Dolphin Energy, back to the show. What kind of would you like people to take away from seeing your show? Is there a kind of central message or anything?
You know what? I think if people can come out, have a laugh, have a good time, I've done my job. I just want people to have a good time. There might be a central message. There might be some kind of narrative arc that emerges. I guess we'll find out when I finish writing the show.
Or when you attend.
Yes, exactly.
And lastly, what advice would you give to any comedians who are just starting out?
Oh man, I'm going to go full Brené Brown here. I've got to be careful. Just do it. If you're thinking about starting comedy or you're starting out, go and find a couple of rooms where you feel really comfy and just give it a shot. I think the best way, it's one of those things, the best way to learn in comedy is just through doing it and humiliation. And humiliation is an amazing teacher. You'll learn very quickly, but you just got to get out there and do it. There's no other way around it.
Have you been humiliated many times?
Oh man, it's like the byline of this job. Yes, I have so much. There's nothing quite like standing on stage trying to make people laugh and them absolutely not having a bar of it. But
sounds
you get over it pretty quick.
Like nightmare fuel.
Yeah, it really is.
Cool. Well, I look forward to seeing Big Dolphin Energy. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Great. Thanks for having me.
No worries. That was Beck Melrose on Big Dolphin Energy, which is her upcoming show you can catch at the Factory Theatre on the 24th, 26th and 28th of September as part of the Sydney Fringe Comedy Festival. You can find all the details relevant on our show page if you look for So Hot Right Now on the 2SCR website.